Well, this week, a couple of things I want to talk about. You see the pictures of the clouds. We'll get to that in just a moment. Boy, there's a lot of people I find are really upset about the recent Kavanaugh thing, and people were really dug in on both sides. And I don't know, to be honest, where I stand completely on this, because I want to hear both sides. And I guess I could only say, if we don't stay focused on what the goal is, the objective, and we get caught up in all this other stuff, then it's easy to lose sight of what we're really here to do, at least what I know what I'm here to do. That's up to you. You don't have to listen to anything I say. But as I look at that whole incident, it just seems like to me another major distraction that they want to create. They want to create to keep us from truly seeing the bigger objectives out there, the things that need to be done. And like I've said before, I don't believe either side 100%. And I won't accept that either side, because they've all had their chances, haven't they? And are they truly making changes that can help us? I think that right now there are some changes that may help us under this administration, but there are also things that will hurt us. So some people see our current administration as perhaps a savior, believe it or not, and some people obviously don't. And I think it's never the case completely, one way or the other. So I think the biggest thing is there's so much diversity right now. This is what I see. Like, somebody's trying to start a race war. Somebody's trying to start a gender war. I mean, there's just all these things, and we lose sight of what love. Remember what love is, and remember that maybe the truth isn't exactly what we're being told, and maybe it's somewhere in the middle. So with that being said, that's all I want to throw out there, because I think people are getting a little worked up about it. And I don't trust anybody 100%. Some of you maybe do, but I don't completely. I just trust that things are going to come forward and things will change. And if the best way we can make a change, because we don't know these people that were involved in that. So easy to jump on the bandwagon with one side or another. We just don't know. And so the best thing for me is to sit back and go, I'm just going to give it love, and I'm going to continue to support that, and we'll move forward. Now, the pictures that I took, this goes back to June. I think it was the end of June. I was at there's an event. It's really a neat event, really. Locally, we've been hosting this for a few years now. Not we, but our area, the Island Resort and Casino, which is a casino about 13 miles to the west of where I'm doing this broadcast. It's not far from where I live, really. And I was doing a golfing event. They bring in the ladies from all over the world. It's called the Symetra Tour. And the Symetra Tour is these generally up-and-coming women that want to make it on the professional tour. And at the end of the year, I think it's the top 10 money winners that finish in the top 10. They go on to play on the LPGA, where some of them can make a really good amount of money. Good for them. Playing golf and making maybe millions of dollars. I don't know what they pay on the women's tour. I know in the men's tour they pay a lot. So this has always been cool because I've got a chance to meet people from all over the world. These golfers come from many different nations. As a matter of fact, a few years ago when I was out there, because I look at I'll watch golf on TV, believe it or not, we watch that once in a while. It's just relaxing, you know? And so I'll notice that the American courses are so plush and so green. And then when they hold a tournament over in Europe or in Scotland, it's like brown. And I asked one of the golfers, the European golfers, that. And she said, because we don't allow chemicals on our courses like they do in America. We don't believe it's good for the groundwater. And I thought, wow. Guess things are different in Europe than they are here, because we do it all the time. And I wish we didn't, you know, now that I think about it. But we have to have nice golf courses. Oh, we don't want to have, well, you know, maybe it wouldn't be so bad. That's a good point, you know. The same thing about Europe. They don't allow GMOs, right? They don't allow that, but we do. What does that tell you? Now, maybe GMOs are not bad for us, but maybe they are. And maybe they're also causing other problems. I don't know. I don't want to get into all that. What I do want to get into is these pictures. I had my roof done on my house back in May. I think it was May, but there's still snow on my roof. And I hired a local guy, which is from a town about maybe 15 miles from where I live, further west. And he came, and his crew did the roof in one day. Just amazing. And his price was so much lower than anybody else. So I was really impressed. He sat down with me, and he started talking to me about different things. And we got on different subjects. And then we started talking about these trails that you see in the sky. And I said, well, those are chemtrails, aren't they? And he goes, no. He says, what you're seeing is they're seeding the clouds. They want it to rain, and they want it to rain east of here. And when they seed these clouds, have you noticed, you said, on the East Coast, all the rain they're getting? Well, we've had a really rainy summer at times, very amount of rain. I mean, just downpours, 3 days straight recently, 3 days and nights. It was just heavy rain. Where does that all come from? So as he told me that about the seeding of the clouds, these jets that go over, and, you know, you can kind of see what a chemtrail is, in my opinion, when it starts to spread out, when a jet goes over and it just keeps spreading out. To me, I know what a chemtrail looks like, I think. But I've never seen these before. So I started taking these pictures because it was a beautiful, clear day. The day that these ladies were golfing, the day I was out there Friday morning doing my morning show at the Harris Golf Course, the Island Resort Harris Golf Course. And so I noticed these three jets. It's really weird. One's coming straight at me. Two are crisscrossing. And these plumes that they leave behind, they're not just like regular jet trails that dissipate. They're not like chemtrails. There's something more. They became clouds. I swear. We went from a clear sky, which was all in the east. Now, the clouds don't normally come out of the east. And they just kept spreading until they became clouds. That's what I thought. I mean, I noticed this over a period of time. I'm working, and then on my way home, I'm driving, and I see, and I think, those are the jet streams. Now, when I got back to the radio station, I talked to our engineer, and he said, well, you know, we can track where those jets came from and where they're going. All three jets were commercial jets that came from somewhere, I believe, in the United States, and they were on their way to Canada. So maybe it's nothing. Maybe, but it's weird because of all, you know, I know the Earth is changing, and our weather patterns are really changing. We're getting more and more intense weather. Seems like we're getting a lot more rain lately. The Great Lakes are full to overflowing. Our rivers are full to overflowing. So something is going on. And are they seeding? Is somebody seeding this? I don't know. I thought these pictures were interesting. And if you know more about this, feel free to contact me if you've heard about this as well. This is the first time that I've really heard about them seeding the clouds. Well, you know, we've heard. Supposedly they seed the clouds. This is the first time I ever, like, noticed in the sky something that seemed unusual with these clouds. Where did they come from? Maybe I just missed it. Also, another thing I want to mention, a couple other things. It's just a short show this week. Couple other things I want to talk about. There's a gal named Melissa. She's given me the green light. I got work done on my back and my arm about a month ago. I'm excited to be talking to her. Maybe on the next show. We'll be doing a show, and we'll talk about, she did a heart thread on me. She was training under Joy. This is about a month ago. And I can tell you I've had remarkable results, like I've had before when I had a heart thread. So I'd like to have her come on and help promote what she does. Also, I've been watching these programs. I don't know if you get into this stuff or not. But the Travel Channel, they've been putting out some interesting shows. And some of the, and I'm not into the paranormal stuff so much, because I don't really want to feed into that, to have these paranormal survivor. I mean, this is paranormal, but it's not the same. One of them is called The Haunted Woods, or These Woods Are Haunted. Usually got a stories about Sasquatch. It's not too over the top to frighten people. That's what they do a little bit of reenactment and try to make it scary. And then Haunted Outdoors or something like that. And a lot of it has to do with national parks. which I found very interesting. Things I did not know. You know, it's funny, you think you've explored and looked at a lot of different things, and there was a story about a man seeing a giant, praying mantis. I don't know what it looked like. It was like a giant insect type thing that he saw literally disappear, and he felt like it was reading his mind. And then there was another one where these people saw this scaly monster of sorts, if you want to call it a monster. I know it's just a being from another place. And, you know, just many different, to me, it's always intriguing. So now it's going to get me looking around, maybe talking to some people, trying to make some connections to see if anybody's been doing research. It just shows me that there's so many things out there, and I really believe these things come in through the fifth dimension, or through one of the dimensional doors, and we are seeing them probably more and more now because these veils are lifting, and they come and go. They pop in and out. And generally, they don't hurt people, although some people feel that they could. They might eat animals that are here, but they generally, for some reason, leave us alone. And it was quite a while back that I heard this, that, and I think this was my friend Dwayne, who's a Native American, and he said, these things come in. They're shapeshifters, and they have to take a shape when they get here. And he says, there's an agreement that was made a long time ago. My Native tribe talks about this. He said that they can come here, but they can't harm anyone. They are not allowed to harm anyone. And so they come here and they scare the heck out of people. And then they may go back to wherever it is there. And they can literally just disappear. You know, I look at it this way. Nothing is here that can really... We are protected and we can be protected. And nothing can really do anything to us. Unless it's part of our journey or we allow it consciously to do it. So I don't talk about these things to scare people. I talk about these things to allow us an opportunity to continue to open our mind. I guess I'm just excited about it. Maybe I'm the only one. So we'll see down the road. I did talk to my buddy there who's with the Upper Peninsula Bigfoot Association. Maybe I'll be talking to him soon. And I've talked to a few other people. I just haven't done a lot of shows. Summer has been just crazy busy for me. But maybe things will slow down and we can start doing more programs. And like I said, anytime you want to, even if you have an opinion or a show that you think I should do, or please feel free to contact me. I'd love to hear about it. And you can be anonymous. You don't have to. Maybe you're uncomfortable. That's fine. I totally respect that. And I wish you the best. And thank you for listening.